Bernstein, middays, 9 a.m. to noon. You're listening to Mully and Haw right now. But coming up, we will commiserate over the unfortunate White Sox hiring of Tony La Russa, as well as handle our usual Bears Friday. They get set to play the Saints. Anthony Herron will join us for the entire 10 o'clock hour. A lot of phone calls and a lot of trying to figure this out starting at 9.
The season's in full swing. Week 8 got underway last night. There is plenty of action ahead. And DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is the place to be. If you haven't tried the app yet, do me a favor. Head over to the App Store now because you do not want to miss this. There's a big game Saturday night. It's a showdown, Happy Valley the place, and DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. They're giving all users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. Additionally, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, they're giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of that, there are all kinds of great odds boosts for each and every one of us, each and every day, and especially on Sundays, to help you make it rain. Here's what we do. We download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app. We do it now. We enter the promo code Chicago when you sign up to this can't-miss offer. Pick either Ohio State or Penn State. You bet $1, and you cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use that promo code Chicago during sign-up. For a limited time only at DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. First bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling referral services can be accessed by calling 800-GAMBLER, 800-426-2537.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
State Farm, prices made just for you. That's what I said now. Prices, prices that surprise you. Just go ahead now. Keep that money in your pockets. And that's on bread now. Save up, maybe one day buy a rocket. Just get a quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let the joy begin with this week's sale at JCPenney. Get cozy with up to 50% off select cold weather bedding or your favorite kitchen items from Cuisinart, Wilton, and Instant Pot. Also, get select family outerwear at up to 50% off and save an extra 25% with coupon. Plus, grab our Black Friday prices earlier than ever. Shop the Black Friday kickoff at jcp.com this Sunday. JCPenney. Offers valid 10/29 to 11/5. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
It's time for an upgrade. Beneath your feet, with beautiful, durable new carpet from the Home Depot. And right now, free installation. Choose from a wide selection of styles. Order samples. Schedule a measure and installation all online. It's never been easier to have carpet you love, right where you live. For new carpet and free installation, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free installation on carpet $4.99 or more and 99 cents or more per square foot. U.S. only.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, adhering, full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policy. Subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Your voice, your vote,
in our democracy. They matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This segment brought to you by Burlington Stores. They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deal.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Rewind.
This segment brought to you by Great Clips. Great Clips, it's going to be...
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Great.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't think a guy who's earned as many rings elsewhere and had a Hall of Fame career elsewhere necessarily is an insular hire. That was more reference to guys who had been accustomed to doing the things the way we had been doing them for a number of years. So I don't think Tony would fit that description.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I think that part of the problem that we have here is maybe just a lack of understanding about how unorthodox, unconventional, how crazy, unconventional and crazy the White Sox can be in some of the things they do, right? This is the organization that hired Robin Ventura against his will to be their manager, right? The reluctant manager.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But,
and I think that people, and I hear it on the radio, I think people who are like Cub fans or don't spend enough time looking at who the White Sox are, they look at this and they say, well, there's no way they're going to make a move like this. And they say, well, of course this is an absolute failure. without understanding that, you know, they're not bringing in Joe Girardi and talking to him for 8 hours before hiring David Ross. You know, there are just things the Sox don't do conventionally, and hiring managers apparently one of them.
That's why when Rick Hahn says this does not represent an insular move, I would respectfully disagree. And I would say that this epitomizes how insular the Sox are and historically have been, because this is one of those moves that fits a pattern. It has nothing to do with, you know, on the surface of, you know, you can't compare Tony La Russa's credentials when he's hired with Robin Ventura's or even Ozzie Guillen's going way back. But this is as historically outrageous as those were, probably more so because of, you know, everything that we've been talking about, the 10 years off and just the age factor, which you can't ignore or deny. And so, yeah, it's the dysfunction that you've talked about and kind of had to accept grudgingly, but you pointed it out. And yesterday it was all on full display for everyone to see. And that doesn't mean they embarrassed themselves at the press conference. That just meant that the whole process was one of these things you look at and it's like, I still can't believe it because it's so unusual, unorthodox, illogical, and frankly, unnecessary.
And I'm not quoting directly from Rick Hahn, but what I heard is when he was asked about interviewing other candidates, he basically said, yeah, we tried to interview some people until we found out we had to hire Tony, and then we just didn't see any reason to keep going.
Well, that's a really good observation. No, you're not wrong, because, I mean, Molly, we could pull the tape, but we don't need to. I mean, you remember, it wasn't that long ago, the day they fired Ricky Renteria and explained it, he described the type of manager they were searching for that, frankly, Tony La Russa's profile doesn't fit. So something changed. And it was as if that, we talked yesterday about how, and I believe that Rick Hahn could not have been surprised by the fact that Tony La Russa was, you know, the part of the plan all along. But yesterday he suggested that maybe he was. Maybe that when he announced the firing of Ricky Renteria, he didn't know that they were going to go this hard in this direction. Because that appears to be what happened. Because you can't tell me that that is the kind of guy that he described on day one of this search.
312-644-6767. Let's try Don. Don's on the south side. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on? Just my opinion on what's the whole situation. I'm not really mad about getting Tony La Russa. Again, like you were saying, it's how they handled it. I mean, Sox are one of the most attractive teams, especially when seen from last season. And they didn't even try to hire any other guys. Like, they didn't even try to do the hiring process. They're like, you know, personally, I was all about Sandy Alomar, but that's neither here nor there. The other thing I want to mention, too, is in the interview or the conference yesterday, Hahn was like, me, Kenny, and Jerry decided this. So, translation, I think, Rick Hahn had no decision in this. And then the other thing I thought, too, is why does Kenny still have pool? That makes me think Paxton still has pool. And it's just like, oh, my God. That's pretty much it, though.
Well, thanks for the phone call. I don't think you can compare the – I don't think that, you know, John Paxton or the Bulls factor into this at all. Kenny Williams is still – in a pretty influential position, certainly. But this was all about Jerry Reinsdorf. And Rick Hahn yesterday, his body language, I guess the way he expressed himself, it just, Molly, didn't seem like he was somebody who was excited and felt like he was introducing the next World Series winning manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, you know, it's just a little bit awkward because I would say that, you know, whether the Sox... whether it was some mistake or not, the fact of the matter is that the Sox sent out an announcement about this to some of their fans, and apparently there was some corrupted graphic file. So you got a picture of Tony La Russa with A.J. Hinch's autograph on it. That happened, okay? So
yeah, I know.
That means that somebody within the organization was putting together a list, and they had different ideas, and the feeling was what a lot of people from the outside thought, which is A.J. Hinch is the man for the White Sox. You know, Alex Cora is going to go back to Boston, and A.J. Hinch, yeah, I remember reading a story in the Detroit paper about how all of their plans had been shattered because the White Sox fired Rick Renteria from a Detroit columnist, and now they were going to hire the manager that uh, that the uh, that Detroit really wanted, the Tigers really wanted. So the White Sox had their choice of whomever. And the very fact that they messed that up, it's the corrupted graphic file. I'm not going after anybody. I understand that things don't work out, but it underscores how crazy this is. Just unusual and unorthodox.
It's embarrassing. That was just an embarrassment.
That's where I was going.
It happens. It just was a bad timing on the day that it came out. And you understand how it could happen, but the contingency plan probably included A.J. Hinch. And it wasn't just a name the media was manufacturing. The issues that were, the controversy that would have been created by hiring A.J. Hinch, much different than the ones that they're confronting now in trying to defend and explain why you would hire a 76-year-old manager who's been out of the game for a decade.
312-644-6767. Dave is in Niles. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you talk an interesting topic. I'm a lifelong White Sox fan. Molly, I know you're a huge fan. I just wanted to make a point that I feel that there's a lot of I'm getting the sense of a lot of negativity or some questioning of the decision-making. But like Molly, I heard you say it's like irrational and illogical. And more speaking to you because I know that you're a White Sox fan. But, I mean, you're questioning some of the things, but I think you're drawing conclusions or making assumptions in that saying that it was Jerry's decision. That hasn't been confirmed. But then Tony also said that he hinted at the fact that he has been, like he had asked when the White Sox were looking for other managers, that he had inquired and been shut down. That's the perception that I got. But he's the third winningest manager in the history of baseball. He's forgotten more about baseball than our young raw team, and maybe he can impart some knowledge and help this team as he's bilingual. I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. But sorry, go ahead.
I said, yeah, I agreed with you. That is accurate. Yeah, I mean, listen, Dave. If you don't think this is unconventional, then you're not really thinking this through. I mean, let's put it this way. Tom Ricketts is a businessman, and he went out and he hired the guy that he thought was the best guy for the job, the top guy in the industry, when he brought in Theo Epstein. And they have gone about hiring their managers, and they brought in a couple of guys for different aspects of the team. And when they felt they were ready and they were entering their window, they went and got Joe Maddon, who obviously was still in the game and doing a really good job in Tampa at the time. And they found a loophole to get him and to bring him in. This is a guy that has been retired for 11 years. This is a guy who is in the Hall of Fame already and now is coming back. When was he inducted? 2014? So that's 6 years ago that he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. This is a very long lapse. And if you want to think about bringing in David Ross, as we've had a couple people saying that I'm wrong about that comparison, David Ross, they interviewed Joe Girardi. They went through a list of people, and they spent a lot of time, and then they settled on the guy that everyone thought was going to get the job to begin with. But I don't know that you can compare that kind of a move to what this is. This is entering your window and bringing in a guy who I mean, listen, I'm not arguing Tony's credentials. I'm just pointing out that the man is 76 years old, that it's an incredibly unconventional and unorthodox to hire a 76-year-old, regardless of what his resume says.
Not even interviewing A.J. Hinch suggests it's even more of a power play by Jerry Reinsdorf than as much as everyone assumes. And maybe there was a day when Jerry Reinsdorf let qualified people he hired to do their jobs without meddling. But Thursday was not one of those days.
All right. Well, let's find out what Dan Bernstein thinks. It'll be fun to talk to him next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Bears Friday on the Score is presented by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's leading waste solutions provider.
Touchdown! Middle of the end zone!
LRSrecycles.com.
Let the joy begin with this week's sale at JCPenney. Get cozy with up to 50% off select cold weather bedding. Or your favorite kitchen items from Cuisinart, Wilton, and Instant Pot. Also, get select family outerwear at up to 50% off. And save an extra 25% with coupon. Plus, grab our Black Friday prices earlier than ever. Shop the Black Friday kickoff at jcp.com this Sunday. JCPenney. Offers valid 10/29 to 11/5. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.